Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
The start of episode 63 of The Bracket, Men That We Want to Marry. Today we have the Out and About Boys on. Che will be joining a little bit later. This should be a fun one, I think. We initially said hottest guys. Ooh. Men that we want to marry feels better because we can do more personality stuff.
Completely different list.
Yeah, very different. You
have to this isn't men. Hot men. This is men we want to marry.
Yeah.
As yourself, right?
Spending the rest of our lives with.
This man, yeah.
With this ring, I thee wed.
Yes, exactly.
But the ring is a cock ring.
Depending on the person, yes.
Kind of want to just do sexual because we did like the best dude. We did so many things where it was just pretty much debating who's the best
guy. He's horned up.
So do you want us to just throw this list away?
Is there overlap?
There's definitely overlap.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's make sure there's no overlap.
Hotness should play a role. I'm not marrying an ugly ass.
That's an element of it, the hotness.
That's part of it for sure. So like our list of like the greatest dudes or whatever like wouldn't necessarily be the guys you want to marry.
I'm just going to say no Adam Sandler on this.
No, there is no Adam Sandler on this list.
I don't think I'd want to marry Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I would, but
can I say something before we start?
Absolutely.
The only reason I agreed to do this is because the chairs are comfortable in here. I just had to get that out.
Because it's freezing cold?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
And because we support the program.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly because I was excited to sit in this chair today.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Pat.
All right, let's talk about 3Chi. Of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high whenever you want, without the paranoia of consuming some sketchy black market bunk. What's the best way to do that? With 3Chi, of course. 3Chi has the highest quality cannabis products, from their delicious Delta 9 edibles to their industry-leading Delta 8 products to their new line of Delta 9O vapes and everything in between. When you buy 3Chi, you know you're getting the highest quality and purity, taste, and that craveably potent buzz every single time. All products are formulated by a biochemist and made in the USA with USA-grown hemp. We talk about 3Chi all the time. They got everything you could possibly ask for. And again, I will recommend the same thing that I always recommend, which is their edibles, which are amazing. I really, really love the Rice Krispie ones. I actually need to get a refill on those. So 3Chi people, if you're listening, hook me back up. Anyway, LCB listeners get an exclusive 15% discount on all of 3Chi's premium THC products. Go to 3Chi.com and use promo code LIGHTS15 to get 15% off your order. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly.
Yeah.
All right, our first matchup of the day in the Men That We Want to Marry matchup is the number 5 seed Paul Rudd, which I believe had place in one of our brackets.
He was just on something.
Yeah. But he's one that deserves a crossover, I think, between that was most likable, universally liked people, I believe.
You snoozing on Paul Rudd?
Yeah, get that fucking vanilla, boring motherfucker out of my face.
Let's see if you snooze this next
average dick.
I would.
What?
Give us a sub.
How do you even know?
No, because Pat's going to want the next person for sure. I guarantee you. You might even vote this guy through the finals if I had to guess right.
Stepdad?
Pat's stepdad.
Ben Affleck.
Yes. Sober or drunk?
Well, I mean, if you're married, I mean, probably.
Well, he's going to be drinking if he's married to me.
He's an alcoholic, though. He's always drinking, right?
Loves Dunkin' Donuts, loves smoking, loves all
smoking
stuff. KB, we'll start with you. Ben Affleck versus Paul Rudd. Which man would you want to marry for the rest of your life?
We should probably marry and have sex with.
Yeah, you are having sex with this person
the
for
physical
sure.
Element.
Yeah, cock.
You have to fuck.
You
this
can't. Guy. You can't like married and we just hang out. You gotta fuck this dude. Hmm.
But don't you stop having sex once you get married?
I guess so, but you need to have sex.
Francis,
are you the only married person here?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, they're not allowed.
We're married to the game.
We are. We're doing fine. Mm. Hasn't really been a drop off. I don't think I would say.
Mm. Have you dropped off a load?
A few.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Dropped off a few.
Love that nut, buddy.
Get laid.
Yeah.
Between dicks. Get that nut, yeah.
Get that nut off, Kang.
You guys don't say that?
Get the nut off?
Get that, get that nut off, Kang.
That nut, Kang.
If they don't say drop a load off.
I'm done with you're right. I'm done with the Rudd stuff.
Yeah.
Done with Affleck. Give me Casey before Ben, but we'll do Ben.
Ooh.
Don't want Casey.
Casey before Ben?
Yeah.
Casey has like some serious.
I know what he's gonna say. I know what I said.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Rudd, nice guy, pleasant. Ben Affleck is zaddy.
Mm.
Ben Affleck is literally zaddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got those broad shoulders. He's fucking Batman, for Christ. Like, when I imagine a husband, I imagine Ben Affleck.
I've never been more jealous of a chin.
Yeah,
he's like a chinless guy. Yeah.
Guess what? That chin could be all yours.
Forever.
Yeah, not on your face. Well, you know, Ben Affleck.
That fucking butt chin is like so...
Ben Affleck's gonna be tough to beat for me. I think he is. I think he's the most handsome, the most handsome slob.
Yes,
yes.
And that's tough to be.
I think one of my favorite.
You think there's a more handsome slob
than Ben Affleck? I need to think about it, but that's a bold statement. Most handsome slob.
Oh,
Dana Beers.
Yes.
Post Malone. No.
No, Dana Beers for sure.
Weight.
Yeah.
Like, think of
Post Malone a slob?
Or yeah, he looks. Like, he's pretty slob.
Post Malone's a slob.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Adam Sandler, of course, slob.
Hannah Cook,
yeah,
she's a slob.
Sure, she's at the top.
Yeah.
You say you're going Ben Affleck?
I'm going Ben Affleck.
I think one thing about him people forget is
we can't play that with you. You know that, right? We can't play that with you.
There are so many things you can do that we can't.
Hannah Cook content can.
You want to be like, yeah, she's a slob.
She's
in a sty, yo.
That's how I get over my oppression. I'm allowed to do those things because my people have been oppressed for.
I agree with it. I agree with it. It just sucks. Yeah. Sometimes I feel you look at us to contribute.
It's the equivalent of saying the N-word.
Why is Hannah Cook a slob?
Well, I mean,
I just meant her downstairs region.
Saying it.
Oh, golly.
I just meant her downstairs.
It's like a car crash down there. It's not pretty.
Remember when the prodigal son had to find work?
Who's that?
That's the only parable I remember.
What the fuck? I don't know.
The prodigal son, he leaves his family to go fucking have fun, do what he wants. He had to get a job cleaning pig slop for nothing. And then he was like, fuck this. He went back. They ran that one back like once a month.
That's not the most known parable.
That's the lost son? The prodigal son.
That is a famous
I think
term.
It is.
Is this religion?
What in Zacchaeus in the tree?
Is that a parable? Does a parable have to
the story?
Does a parable have to be religious?
I think it has to.
What's tortoise?
It has to have a lesson.
That's a fable.
But fables have lessons as well.
It's like a religious fable.
Or proverb. What's
parables,
a proverb?
Parables were stories that were told in the Bible that were meant to illustrate a lesson.
A lesson. Yeah.
They are religious. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a proverb?
That's a saying.
That's just one sentence.
Yeah.
An adage, if you will.
Something people forget about. Ben Affleck is his disgusting back tattoo.
Oh, the giant phoenix.
Oh.
Massive,
like, dragon bird thing on his back that encompasses his entire back.
True dat.
It
means a lot to him. Back off.
So, this makes me think if I'm married to him and I'm fucking him, that's all I'm looking at is this big dragon.
Yeah.
And check, you would not be fucking Ben Affleck.
You don't take turns? I think I could take turns with him.
Not
with like heavier dudes.
You don't think he's averse?
No.
Not with that and them cakes. No.
A little, not with them. A little piggy bottom like Kenja?
No, bad Ben Affleck versus Paul Rudd.
Ben Affleck. It's not even close. He's got an edge. He's rich. He's funny. He's
Austin.
More Boston. Yeah. I would argue more well accomplished than Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd's too much of a nice guy. He's boring. He's vanilla.
I'm so tired of people saying complete strangers are nice.
Paul Rudd seems like a nice guy.
How the fuck would we ever know?
Mm. Yeah, we based off like 9-minute interviews.
Yeah.
People thought,
and there's
nice.
A camera on.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
People loved Kevin Smith.
But I believe Rudd is nice.
What did we just have Paul Rudd in? What is that?
It was most like universally liked people.
Oh, yeah, let's get them out of this bracket.
Yeah, let's get him out of here.
Joey, Paul Rudd versus...
Well, this is a taboo topic. I'm going Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Because, first of all, Ben Affleck cheats on his girlfriend. He cheats, and that's an unforgivable offense to me. I think it's disgusting. I think his behavior would get annoying. I think it's sexy, like a drunk hot guy is sexy, but like it would be sloppy, and it'd piss me off, like, him being lazy and not working. I hate like people that are like have no ambitions, and he seems like he's given up on life, and that would piss me the fuck off, him just moping around the house. Even if he was rich. And I think he's too much of a narcissist, and I need to be the star in the relationship, and I'm the famous one. And I think he would be too, like, oh, look, I'm Ben Affleck. Hey, guys, you know, I'm cool. And I think Paul Rudd would be more
accommodating.
That was a very real answer.
Or passive. Yeah. I think he'd be like, he'd let me have the shine. He'd be maybe not the sexiest or most like wild guy, but he would just be. I know he wouldn't leave me, and he would be.
He would be passive.
He'd be nice, and he would just be there for me, and not have to.
His brain works weird too, because he went from Ana de Armas, who was arguably like the hottest person on earth, and then he was just like, I'll go back to J-Lo. It was like, it's not like
he cheated on with a stripper,
exactly,
and then went back to her.
No, he went to Garner.
Ooh, you're right.
They had Jennifer Garner.
We left J-Lo for Garner?
And he dated the SNL producer for a long time.
Yeah. No kidding.
Really? Yeah.
He met Garner on the set of Daredevil.
Yeah, right? She was Elektra.
She was one of my children crushes, together. Her and Daredevil.
She's better off without him.
No girl talk.
Yeah.
Get that shit out of here. Francis?
It's Paul Rudd for me as well. And I would have said that Paul Rudd would have been probably, he was the guy that popped into my head when I thought of dudes I would marry. Mm-hmm. He seems like one of the few celebrities that is capable of maintaining a good relationship in spite of fame. He balances his private life with his work life. I know he has a house in Rhinebeck, which is in the Hudson Valley.
I love the Hudson Valley.
It is a very lovely place, and I admire that about him. He's not out in the Hamptons. He's in the Hudson Valley. And Ben Affleck is a celebrity who, to me, dates to further his celebrity. Mm-hmm. You know, these are choices he's making. You know, he's the kind of guy who will probably be like, oh, God, the paparazzi are here, and then, you know, walk into the group of them.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be exhausting to like have a universally beloved husband? Like if you get into a fight at home and then you look him up online, there's never been a bad word. Like, it would drive you insane.
But my impression is that he's universally beloved because he's good to everybody, and that's probably starts with his new husband, me. Mm. And as a result, it's Paul Rudd for me, for sure.
I just like my guys with an edge, I guess.
I mean, he would reek of cigarettes.
It's
nonstop.
Marriage, Tommy.
He would tear me apart.
It's not a one-night stand. It's marriage.
Well, I mean, his little brain.
Marriage is just a bunch of one-night stands back to back.
Wow, that's a...
That's a... Oh, my God.
A very delusional take.
Okay. Ben Affleck's going to move on. The next matchup is the 4 versus 13, the 4 seed, Idris Elba. One of the most responded with answers. Idris Elba, one of the sexiest men out there. Oh! No, not a fan of Idris?
I am, but I got in a fight with him once.
Please do tell.
I didn't get a fight. I was drunk, and we were at the same party, and I was screaming his name across the thing, and he made me shut up.
How are you screaming it?
Idris!
I don't see why he had a problem.
Yeah. Hey, girl!
I don't. Yeah.
He liked me bringing attention to him. He's trying to be discreet.
Is he DJing that?
No, he was just sitting there with people.
Gotcha.
Trying to enjoy his night.
Makes sense. Idris Elba is going up against the 13 seed. Pat, you did include this person in your list, so I brought him in. Harry Styles. I'm not a Harry Styles. I don't think I'd want to marry Harry Styles, but I understand why you would like the benefits of it, if that makes sense. But Francis, you're first.
Ooh, this is tricky.
I feel like your sexual obsession with Frankie, Harry Styles would have to be.
Yeah, but again, it's a different question. It's marriage. Mm-hmm. And Idris Elba is farther along in his life. He's an older man. I would imagine he's at least 15 years older than Harry Styles, which to me means he's probably a little more settled down. I think Harry is very sort of experimental and flamboyant and is still finding his footing and enjoying, you know, this incredible adventurous phase of his life. He's just trying out all kinds of new things. I think Harry would tire of me far faster than Idris would.
I like that.
Therefore, for me, it is Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
I'm going to have to say Idris. I'm going to have to agree. Is it Idris?
Is it Idris or Idris?
Idris.
Idris.
I say Idris.
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 I'm going to go with Idris simply because I can't stand Harry Styles.
Why is that?
First of all, I'm the one who wears women's clothing in a relationship, not you. Second of all, I don't think I'd have a great time with the dynamic that he's younger than me and makes a lot more money than me. I'd have trouble with that. Idris is older and makes more money than me. Then that's fine. Something with that dynamic, that wouldn't sit well with me. I'd feel like underaccomplished and I'd feel inferior all the time, and I wouldn't like that. I would just like think he's more manly and hot. Like, he's like the other one. Harry Styles is so twinky and like girly. He's like long hair and like, I don't find him sexy. I like his accent, but they both have the same accent.
Yeah.
In his
English. Idris is just sexy, masculine, rich. He seems like a like a well-respected, powerful guy. He's very confident. I think he's very confident, and like, you know, he knows he's hot, and he, but he's not cocky about it. And he's probably got a huge black cock.
Yeah.
I think you could bet on that.
So that's a win win for everyone.
You could bet on black.
It's definitely
probably.
Huge.
Yeah, it's definitely black.
It's like roulette.
I'm putting it all on black.
Speaking of black cocks, there goes Caroline Banowitz.
See, there it is.
Yeah,
again.
We can't jump in on the reindeer games.
But okay. We can laugh, but yeah. We can't contribute.
Whisper to us and we'll
say gay
it.
Guys get the fuck,
yeah,
dudes.
Just text us.
We'll do gay ventriloquist. Say it. You just
gay ventriloquist.
Yeah, whisper what you want us to say and we'll say it.
Have it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, Idris Elba's getting that. I'm getting that dick.
You also wouldn't be the star in the relationship.
Yeah.
Harry Styles, like.
Yeah, he's going to want to be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pat.
Harry Styles. I don't need a stoic, quiet, boring person in my life. I want the chaotic energy of Harry Styles. I want to go on tour. I want to be part of that rock star lifestyle. You know, maybe there's a menage a trois thrown in there at some point with another famous person. Harry has a lot of friends. That could be a fun way to spice things up. Yeah. For me, Harry is Idris's career is, well, I guess it's marriage. So it's not just like who I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, well, he's closer to dying, right? So you can.
It's true.
That's a good thing.
Who'd inherit his money, though?
Harry's going to eat dino nuggets all day. Never want to go to fancy restaurants.
No, never.
Nah, I think probably Harry.
Actually worse because he's English.
Because no one cares about Idris Elba's husband. You care about Harry Styles' husband.
Oh, the whole
after
world.
After that, there's a lot of room for movement after the inevitable divorce.
Yeah.
Because Harry's leaving you at one point or another. Mm-hmm. So I'm going with Harry.
No prenup, though. With Harry.
Oh, yeah, definitely Harry. I'm going with Harry.
Yeah, just making sure.
Yeah.
Nick.
I thought I had my mind made up, but Joey made a ton of good points, but this is tough for me as a racist.
Yeah.
So I'm kidding.
It's hard. Harry Styles.
I think if I have to decide between musician, rock star even, and movie star, I'd imagine the movie star's home a lot more. And I want to build a life together. I want to build a home together. I'm going Idris.
He's also a relatively successful DJ. I should throw that in.
A DJ?
Really?
Yeah.
He had no idea.
Before he was an actor, I believe.
No kidding.
Knocks him down a bit.
You want someone home all the time? Distance makes
no,
them grow fonder.
But the thing is, like, you're not. Those tours are insane. I mean, how many nights did Harry do at?
Oh, 10.
10 nights in a row.
Yeah.
Like, my dick isn't good enough for you to stay with me if you're gone for 10 days in New York City.
Yeah. Right.
He'll cheat.
Yes. Yeah. I don't deal with that.
I can't even fathom what does he do for the 10 days that he's at MSG?
Well, it's the same as like doing 10 shows in a row.
Where does he, what does he do?
I know, right?
He only has one song.
Where does he stay?
He probably does.
Like, Melon Sugar?
He's doing like Today's Show or like, he's probably doing press junkets.
His golf.
He goes out to eat and then he
did he golf with Jeff D. Lowe once?
Harry Styles?
Jeff said he has Harry Styles' phone number?
He has the...
maybe from GMA.
Boys from 5 Seconds of Summer.
No, he has One Direction.
Oh, wow.
That would make sense from GMA, but not from golfing, I don't think. Okay. I can't even imagine Harry Styles golfing.
Yeah, I cannot picture that.
Niall likes to golf. I don't know about Zane. Louis is more of a soccer guy. Mm. And Liam, who gives a damn?
Niall's a huge golfer.
Yeah, he's Irish.
Member at Ohoopee Match Club in Georgia.
No kidding.
Ooh. One of the most exclusive clubs in the country.
Really?
Like 60 members. Yeah, wow. It's amazing.
Jesus. Have you golfed there before?
I have.
Via invite?
Is putting from the rough a gay thing?
Is what?
I putt from the rough.
Is that a term for being gay?
He says Goodwill
Hunting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what it's from?
Yeah, he goes, how hard do you find it, to one of the early therapists, how hard do you find it to conceal the fact that you're gay? Hey, I got no problem if you putt from the rough. That's what he says to me.
So putt from the rough is a gay
thing? What a callback, Francis.
That means acting straight?
No, that means fucking someone in the ass.
He's being gay.
What is it called?
Putt from the rough is aphorism for being gay.
Which is rough, the dick or the ass?
Yeah. I'd imagine the ass.
Have you ever had a chapped dick? There's some dry ass dicks out there.
Yeah, Nick had a callus.
I had a callus on the.
I've had like dry skin dicks. Like I almost got
like a rug burn.
Like a rug burn. There was
mouth filled up.
Mine was from. I didn't wear underwear all through college, so I rubbed against zipper all day.
Oh. Yeah.
Why didn't you wear underwear?
Why wouldn't you wear underwear?
An ashy dick.
It is so much comfier to not wear underwear.
Jeans.
Try it.
No, I will.
Chance.
I will never try.
Yeah. Way comfier.
I never took the jeans pill. I'd never wear them. They suck. I think they're the most uncomfortable piece of.
Oh, I love jeans. I'll fall asleep and nap in jeans.
Oh no, that's.
I hate the feeling of jeans.
I'll eat pussy in jeans.
Yeah. I only eat pussy in jeans.
I have a whole story about that.
Okay, shoot. Shoot.
It's a published piece.
Say it. Now I want
to
hear it.
I accidentally beat off to a gay guy when he was watching.
No, then I did a blog years ago about fucking in jeans.
Oh, you fucked.
I was like reading and I was like, what the fuck was this?
You just take it out of the zipper?
That's so
I never
risky.
Did it. I was trying something.
I wonder, you know how you
the blog. I never tried it.
You know how denim gets like you spill something. It's like it gets a really dark like denim stain, like wet stain. If you're having sex with a woman and do that, would you think there would be like the jeans would have like wet sloppy film on them?
If you were having let me just clear
if
this
you just
up.
Take your dick out of the hole and you're slamming her in the pussy.
Yeah, there'll be secretion and residue.
Eat yourself.
So it would look like you wet yourself.
Wait, Joey, are you Gold Star?
Yes.
No kidding.
Never had a woman?
Is yeah.
Never had sex with a woman.
But he fingered his friend on the couch.
I fingered my friend Jen on the couch once.
So what?
After you'd come out?
Yeah.
He came out in his fucking ultrasound.
And she was just, what, excited to
that? Or? We used to make out all the time thinking it's funny. So I figured, like, I wanted to try to make it happen, but I was giggling the whole time, so she couldn't finish.
Were you hard?
No. I was on coke.
I mean, we aren't either when we finger girls.
Just because Nell I was on coke?
Yeah. It was the 90s.
Just a coked up jelly.
It was the 90s. It was my bat mitzvah.
This doesn't feel good to you? Why? What the fuck? You're just giggling in turbo mode. Just like, why won't this work?
Stop laughing. I'm close. Trying to focus.
Grinding your teeth.
Breaks.
A real ticklish pussy.
And that's why I said Idris Elba.
Exactly. Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, Harry Styles is a boy. Idris Elba is a man. At the end of the day, I could borderline be the man in the relationship with Harry Styles.
Like, yeah,
that's
true.
I can't,
borderline
never should happen.
Yeah,
that never should happen. I should always, Idris Elba could literally tear me apart.
Wait, Tommy actually does look like the kind of twink that would date a big black guy. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, you know they're always like,
hey, big ups, thanks.
Obscure, kind of obscure, like very white, man. Like vanilla kind of guys.
And it's Italians. Usually.
Appreciate you,
thank you, big bro.
Hey, good looks.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Appreciate
Italians.
You.
I could see Tommy with a
Harry Styles thing. Is older than you.
Is he really?
He's 29.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you, Tommy?
My age?
26.
Same. That's crazy.
He would crack you open like a coconut. Like you would.
My insides would pour out of me.
That'd be Idris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be on the,
I guess.
You know, look for his dick on the internet.
I'll go with Idris.
Idris Elba. Okay.
I'll take it.
And KB, you're going.
Yeah, you can't go a musician, not an active musician. You'd pick an actor 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right.
This is delightful. Not a big deal. But,
yeah, it's good.
It's good beer.
If anyone wants one, we got one over big here. Deal. We got the whole thing over here.
Oh, my God.
You found pictures?
His dick's in all these pictures. Look at his cock there.
No way. Let me see.
It's like Teddy Bridgewater.
That's
like,
real. It's serious.
Y'all play.
No. There's no way his dick goes that far over his leg.
If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be his.
Send me the link so I know what to avoid. Yeah. So I know what not.
It looks like a hard cock.
I'm going to block it from my browser. Oh, yeah.
It's like the, what do you call it, Teddy Bridgewater.
So what did you search for that?
Idris Elba cock.
All right. So our next matchup of the day, number 9 versus 8, 9-seed Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle, I think... So he was included on a couple lists, and the reasoning was, like, he's very funny. And it's like you'd want to hang out with him, which I get. And that's going up against number 8 seed, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, my God. God, blind. Come on. Yeah.
Slow.
KB, you're up first.
Yeah. I mean, it's Garoppolo by far.
By far.
Dating a comedian is like probably one of the other worst ideas you could have.
Mm. Yeah. On top of being gay.
Tommy?
Yeah, it's Garoppolo. I mean, Dave Chappelle could go up there and tell jokes about you, about your marriage.
Comedians are the worst people on earth.
Mm.
Yeah. Very thin skinned. They're not
very
the worst
depressed.
People on earth. But they're very thin skinned. They're depressed. Yeah. But...
Dave
I think I'd be so jealous of people. Jimmy G is more known for being lusted after than being a football player.
Mm. Yeah.
You get to go to games. You get to like go in the box.
Oh, yeah. You could wear like the sparkle.
All
like,
the wine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. And I'd imagine he'll be a Jet soon.
Yeah.
Always wanted. Oh, man.
Join me in my day in the life as an NFL wife.
Yes. You'd be on WAG TikTok.
Yeah.
Francis, is it easy to date a comedian?
I've never dated a comedian.
But you've been dated.
Yeah, it typically does. It does not great. It's not great.
Yeah.
But I'm so jealous. And I don't want people just lusting after my husband.
But he chose you. He chose you as his boo.
Yeah, but dude, I think like I think that if you know, comedians, some, not all, are lusted after similarly. Mm-hmm. If you get to the like let's level say the fame. Caliber that would be equivalent to what Jimmy Garoppolo is at, those comedians are fighting off women too.
Stavros is like literally fighting off women all
but
the time.
But imagine the tabloids of just like I would feel like Hugh Jackman's wife, because the only time you're brought up is just like, why is he with her?
Well, he's a beard.
Well, yeah, he's gay.
Yeah.
But still, make it more convincing.
Yeah.
I'll go Jimmy G, but he's not a front runner for me.
Be for Jimmy G, Pat.
Physically, Jimmy G, definitely. But I think there's more stability in Dave Chappelle. I think Dave Chappelle has like figured himself out.
Mm-hmm.
He knows who he is.
I disagree.
Therefore, I'm going to go with Dave Chappelle because he seems much more sure of himself.
I like that. Joey?
I'm going to go with, I mean, this is a very odd pairing because Dave Chappelle isn't known for his looks per se, and Jimmy Garoppolo is. It's like two completely different things, two different, one's a sports player. This is all obvious stuff.
Wait, can I say something really quick? Yeah. Laughter trumps all, and Dave Chappelle will make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's that. Sure.
Well, we just had an argument earlier about this funny, or was it called good looking or smart?
Yes, good looking.
It's kind of the same thing. This is kind of like funny or smart. Yeah. Does he cheat? Or he fucks porn stars, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Garoppolo does fuck porn stars.
I mean, I think I go back to the same thing. I think I would be jealous of Dave Chappelle because he is in a similar career as me, and like he's a funny guy, and I'd be jealous of his career. But I don't think he's the kind of guy that would be like boastful or cocky in the house. I think he would be pretty respectful and like, you know,
yeah,
and fun. I'm just gonna go just for that wag's life, and Jimmy G is just like epitome of gorgeousness, and I can just look at him, and he could probably, I don't want him to cheat on me, but like, you know, if he doesn't even like me, it's fine.
You guys would be a very handsome pair, I think. If you if they were dating, can you imagine?
I would look like a fucking like Shrek next to him.
You'd light up red carpets.
It would be you guys at red carpet. Would
look
be
tiny
incredible.
Next to him. Jimmy G is a big guy.
He's very tall.
Yeah, no, 100% the other one. I mean, but I think that if it was another thing, Dave Chappelle could win because I think I find him endearing. I find him funny, and I like how I just like his style of comedy. And he seems like a really nice person.
If there's no attraction, it'll never work.
I'm attracted to money.
It's not ugly.
Not ugly. No.
Not ugly.
Yeah.
That's the one that puts the white chalk on his lips and plays a crackhead.
Oh, Tyrone. Yeah.
Tyrone Bickhams.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Francis.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I would imagine, has what, 7 years left in his career?
Max.
That's maxed, yeah.
At most, he's been pretty injured, at which point he's probably going to become an analyst or announcer or something like that. And that means he's home more and he's made his money and we're able to settle in as a family and raise the kids together. Chappelle will never stop touring.
No?
His whole life. He's going to be a stand-up till he dies. And he'll never, I don't know, I don't think he'll ever be satisfied. So for me, it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
That was sound reasoning.
Didn't he quit touring for like 15 years though?
That was before he realized he liked to tour again, I guess. But I would agree with Francis. I don't think there's any reason, especially when you're a comedian, you can keep touring.
Was Chappelle canceled yet?
Yeah. I mean, you can't, he's still selling.
He tried to.
Yeah.
And most of the popular ones are comedians.
I love some girl did a TikTok recently, which is her in front of the sign of Louis C.K. sold out MSG. She's like, oh, fucking these guys, you can't keep canceling these people because then they can't ever work again. It's like, well, Louis C.K. is literally selling out MSG. Okay, so Jimmy Garoppolo is going to move on. Next matchup, 1 seed versus 16 seed Chayin game. We'll do the Chayin game first. Gooch, can you cue up the picture of the guy I want to pull up? There he is.
Oh, kill me now.
So yep. Saman Gajmizada, he is...
Oh, yeah, he's... Yeah.
He's one of the... Cycle through the pictures real quick if you can, Gooch.
This guy's a legend. Him and all the boys. There's a group...
Sign in as TJ. I think we're sure it's fine.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go through TJ's messages.
I know. Imagine...
Oh.
It says, show me your boobs.
There he is.
Who's this guy?
He's a group of like...
He's Iranian power lifters that are also social media... Or were social media stars.
They all get their noses real small.
Or straight?
They all get a shit ton of plastic surgery.
Sick.
They love their wives.
This dude is a group of people?
It was a group of photos.
No, that's all the same guy, yeah. But it's just different pictures. They basically, all they do is work out. They're insanely muscular. They just post these pictures of them like in Iran, just like in Bugattis and stuff, and like holding new watches and outfits and all this shit. And they have like the most plastic manufactured faces you've ever seen.
The opponent needs to be fucking disgusting for me to have to go with this one. It's like vile. It has to be that bad.
That person is on the list?
What? Oh, yeah.
Make him against someone else.
It's a chain game.
It's a chain game. So we have a full list to choose from here. While Gooch gets the rest of the login right, we have you included both Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin
on
your list. Just for the power?
Oh, my God.
Power. Think about what comes with that, the security, the wealth.
Mm-hmm. They're probably going to die soon-ish.
Going to die soon.
Yeah. And then you get money.
Did any of them make the list?
Oh, both of them. This is the chain game. So, like.
Oh, okay.
Chain? We call it, instead of a playing game, it's a chain game. So.
I mean, Stephen Chang.
Despite his crimes against humanity, it might not be that bad to be, like, the wife of a Vladimir Putin. He probably doesn't pay any attention to you.
None.
You have houses all over the world. You can do whatever you want.
He's the richest man in the world.
People fear you. They fear your husband.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
It's like you're just living in this.
You're probably
land.
Living in fear, though, too.
Yeah.
In a way, I guess.
A little bit, maybe.
After those two, Hugh Jackman, which you just mentioned, you can look any way you want and be his spouse. It wouldn't matter. Everyone's used to it.
Yeah.
Henry Golding I included just because I met him and he was awesome.
Him too. Big Brandon Walker fan.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
he's also a big wife guy. He's from Crazy Rich Asians. Yeah,
what's his first name?
Henry Golding.
Like Henry Golding.
Prada,
oh, he's handsome. Yeah, yeah.
He's a Prada.
I don't know if it's Prada.
He was in a G.I. Joe movie.
Well, yes, he was Snake Eyes.
Last Christmas. Guy. He was in Last Christmas.
Wasn't Last
Winter
Christmas.
Winter loves him. He's always on the front row of Fashion Week stuff.
Stunning British accent.
He's great handsome.
British
oh, accent. Wow. Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really handsome.
And again, huge wife and kid guy. If you go through his Instagram, it's just nothing but his wife and kid. After
she's a rice queen.
After that, one of these was Sully from Monsters, Inc. Someone included in the list. I just had to keep it. I mean,
is that you, Tommy?
Oh, it was not me.
He was a great guy.
Joey?
What?
Sully from Monsters, Inc.? Was that
is that a cartoon?
Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
No.
Sully the big one or the small one?
He's the big one.
Right. No, I like Wreck-It Ralph. That's who I jerk off to.
Oh, he's a gay icon.
Yeah, it's Wreck-It
really?
Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph. Porn. There's porn of him. Cartoon
no
porn.
Way.
Let's get that on
oh,
the big
wait,
screen.
Let me see it.
Cartoon porn.
After that, Larry David on here. Arguably not a good husband, at least based on his character in Curbed. And then, Tommy, you concluded D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, my God.
This is who you jerk off to, Joey?
I've been every 49ers game I go, my God, I'd climb D'Amico Ryans like a tree.
Why?
You got to just pull. He looks so hot. On
his
that.
Skin is flawless.
Oh, I like him.
He doesn't have a great smile. He's got to get his teeth fixed. But other than that, very handsome black man.
Yes, he is. You didn't need to specify, but.
Yeah, just every time I see him, I go, what a handsome black man.
He is.
What a handsome,
fact.
Strong black man.
But I just didn't expect it to come from you. I thought it was going to be like a Giants player or something or.
Beauty has no you
team.
Know, yeah, beauty.
Tommy,
has
this is a weird one, Tommy.
Seriously,
this is the weirdest thing you could have. The fact that he is very attractive. It's
every time
so
it pops
weird.
Up on the sideline, it takes my breath away.
This is a weird
it's
one.
It's D'Amico Ryans. He's the defensive coordinator for
the head coach of the Texans.
Now head coach
the
of the
head
Texans.
Coach of the Texans. So just you know, you're getting a pay bump.
Domino's website popped up when I wrote D-O-M.
D-E-M-E-C-O.
Oh my God, D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
he looks like a.
He's built. He's not old.
I think. I heard.
I think no, he's like a lesser Tay Diggs to me.
Tay Diggs.
He's got Idris Elba vibes.
He's moisturized.
Yes,
he probably smells really good.
Gooch, can we get that picture of Salman Gajmanzada?
Oh yeah, he's getting smashed.
Now, Joey, how
can
much
pull him up or no? Or is it still
his facial hair is as high as white socks? It.
No, it's not.
Is that what I look like?
Yes.
Yes. Can I go out?
I need to get the full pictures of him because there's so much. This guy is.
I can't get in. I don't have a Facebook login.
You at the bro?
I don't know my Facebook login.
This
lock.
Dude, he's only accessible on Facebook.
just
who
Google
is
him.
This?
I'll pull him up. Just in general.
Good luck remembering that fucking spelling.
I only know it because I sent Gooch the link.
Remove my tongue to pronounce that correctly.
Okay. Here's. I'll give you guys a full lowdown because you need to see full pictures of him to get the full impact. Of
you just said load and impact and it made me really excited.
So here he is. I'll put him on the laptop instead. Okay. So there's one, there's two, big
that's
wife.
Joey on the right. That is legitimately Joey
big
on the
wife
right.
Guy.
Oh.
Big wife guy. Very unedited pictures always. And this is him. This is just him. He just posts pictures of himself chilling.
He's gay.
So to this side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's awesome.
You'd love this guy.
Why is this guy here? What are we talking about him for?
Because he's extremely hot, rich, and big wife guy. So, you know, he's like, I guess not loyal, but a good partner. Okay, so we'll go through the options again.
I do it again, yeah.
Salman Gajmanzadeh versus Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Hugh Jackman, Henry Golding, Sully from Monsters, Inc., Larry David, D'Amico Ryans.
We pick one of those?
Yes.
Tommy,
D'Amico Ryans.
This is one of the gayest things you could have ever.
Yeah.
What? KB, you pick first among those.
I mean, I'm gonna go D'Amico Ryan. He's on the table now, but I didn't put him on the table.
No,
I'm picking him, but I didn't place him on the table.
I have a group chat with Frankie, Trent, and Rudy, and we'll talk bets sometimes, football. And I was just texting them during, I guess this was the 49ers Cowboys game. I texted them, I would climb D'Amico Ryan's like a tree. What a handsome, strong black man. Mad smile, though, just like when he's looking all serious on the sideline. Nobody responded.
Nobody responded.
It's still like a queen.
Got ice. Yeah. So you're going with D'Amico?
I mean, yeah, he just got a head coaching job.
It's a phenomenal pick. That's what makes it so weird.
Yes.
I'm definitely going with him.
Yeah, I don't get
it's like
how
it's the perfect
he's great.
Husband.
You know, he's not overly famous where it's like he's going to have other people less lusting after him. He's got an off season as a head coach. Houston, fine place to live. D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans, Nick?
Yeah, God damn it. Yeah, I want to go D'Amico. His skin is flawless.
Yeah.
Flawless.
It's so good. Pat?
D'Amico.
D'Amico, Joey.
What are the names again?
Salman Gajmanzadeh, Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Hugh Jackman, Henry Golding, Sully from Monsters, Inc., and Larry David.
I'm between Henry Golding and the coach.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to pick, just because I don't want to mess anyone up, and I have a good joke about it. I would pick D'Amico Ryan, because every time he fucks me, I'd say, put it in, coach.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
What if you were the top? Then you could say, put me in, coach.
Ooh, you're not allowed to be a bottom. You're not allowed to be a top when you're dating a black guy.
Rules. Rules are rules.
I don't make
can't
the
participate.
Rules.
Can
I think I could jump in on this one. Yeah.
That was really years
that's,
ago.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, factual. You've been a bottom to Tywon Claxton.
Yeah.
So.
Come on.
It's true.
Oh, remember that? Remember Tywon Claxton? Do you remember who that is?
Everyone remembers.
That was the best day of the and he won the bracket that day.
Yeah.
A little behind the scenes, I tried to get him to do a cameo for KB's birthday.
Stop.
It expired. He let it expire. I don't
he's
think he
on cameo?
It. Oh, yeah. Tywon Air Claxton.
That's awesome.
Can you say the quote again so I remember it?
The quote?
Wasn't there a quote that you said about him?
Oh, gritty. Grittiness.
I don't know. I had a gutsy performance.
Gutsy, gutsy performance.
Oh, gutsy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Francis?
It's Henry Golding for me, but that's irrelevant.
You two would look good together.
You and Henry Golding? Oh, my God. He'd be so handsome. So,
yeah, like real classy. Yeah.
It looked like a United Colors of Benetton ad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
You guys would have like five kids.
We could be the two gay parents in that upcoming M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yes, exactly. Replacing Jonathan Groff
in the cabin or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, Knock at the Cabin. Okay,
is that going to suck?
I heard that's actually like his best movie in like 15 years or something. All right. Which I like Split.
Split was really good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. But anyway, so D'Amico Ryans is going to go up against the number one seed. I'm definitely a bit of a homer pick, but I think that he was the first couple of Twitter answers was him as well. Henry Cavill.
Oh my God. Number one of all time.
Yeah. Number one is what he would be my number one.
Oh my God.
Personally.
This is the most deserved one seed we've had on this show.
Unbelievable.
Not only is he insanely hot,
boring ass Superman.
Oh, fuck God. You, dude.
Have you seen The Witcher?
He's got everything. He's got the accent.
No. Rocks.
Accent, insanely strong.
Body.
Beautiful man.
Beautiful.
Also a nerd. Funny.
Giant nerd. Nerd. Plays World of Warcraft. He missed the Superman call. He was in a World of Warcraft raid.
Heavy cock.
Yeah.
I think I read a story.
He built
that
his own computer.
Yeah.
Balls are the size of large eggs. Grade A large eggs.
All he does
Jumbo
is like,
eggs.
He like just builds computers, plays with miniatures, and like has a dog that he hangs out with. That's
that
it.
Could cool. get annoying though with the hot guy who like doesn't know he's hot.
I think
Oh,
it can't.
I think he's aware to a degree. Francis, you go first. Henry Cavill,
Superman
versus D'Amico Ryan.
Yeah, I didn't even look up the picture of D'Amico Ryan. I don't know who he is. I don't care. Mm-hmm. It's Henry Cavill. I love Henry Cavill.
Oh.
Me too. You guys would also be a handsome pair.
Oh my God,
it's kind.
I'm going obviously. Who are you picking between?
D'Amico Ryan and
Keep, Henry Cavill, 1,000%. I would want to live in his underwear for the rest of my life. I would stick my nose and mouth so far up his asshole, you wouldn't even be able to get. You wouldn't be able to find me. I'd be like a Chilean coal miner in there. I'd be in there for months with no food or water and be fine and just surviving in between his fat ass.
A miner in his underwear.
He is the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Don't say minor in his underwear. Come on.
I feel like literally the hottest guy ever.
I feel like because it's Black History Month, I should pick DeMarco. Mm-hmm. D'Amico? DeMarco?
Okay. Get his name right. Racist.
Unbelievable.
However, I'm not going to. I'm going to go with Henry.
Henry Cavill.
Yeah, you just can't compete with that face.
It's impossible.
It's a British accent.
I think that his dick might be a little bit like oblong, though.
I was going to say strangely almost shaped. A chode. Anyway, Nick.
This is far and away my number one. Yeah, it's Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Oh, husband,
stick
too.
Aside, I'm attracted to D'Amico Ryan's, so I'm going with him.
Oh, wow,
D'Amico Ryan.
She's a loyal queen.
Well, she's a checkerboard chick.
I've never seen a Henry Cavill movie.
Me either.
I haven't either.
I don't think you have to. It's just he's hot.
I don't know anything about him. I know the name. Obviously, I probably know the face, but...
Do you want to see a picture?
He's done a bunch of superhero movies.
Yeah, but what about Superman?
And he has a British accent. I couldn't deal with that.
Really?
He can fake an American accent.
You want the rest of my chips?
That's the worst British accent I think I've ever heard.
Put your cock over here. Sound like the teapot from Beauty and the Beast.
No, you don't. Nah.
So you can't pick Henry Cavill on...
I'm going to pick him still, I guess.
Cavill going to move on.
D'Amico all to myself.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's talk about Black Tux. When you need a tux, the best place to get one is the Black Tux. The Black Tux makes it super easy to get an on-trend, top-quality, guaranteed-to-fit tux without ever leaving your house. Here's how it works. Take the Black Tux fit quiz, pick the style you want to rock, and boom, your tux is delivered to your door 10 days before the day you need it. It's plenty of time to try it on and make sure that it wears you well. And hey, if the fit's not quite right, say hello to the Black Tux fit guarantee. Order a better size within a day or two of receiving the less than great fitting one, and they'll send you another one right away at no extra cost. And if you prefer an in-store experience, the Black Tux has showrooms all across the country. Their expert fit specialists will help you get the perfect style tux that you need and make sure that it fits just right. I know I got some black tie weddings coming up, or I guess black tux weddings. I know I need at least one, and I'm using the Black Tux for it. Super excited about them being a new sponsor. I'm sure you can rent or buy. The Black Tux is the best place to go when you need a tuxedo for a wedding or a special night. And right now, when you go to theblacktux.com/LCB and use code LCB, you save 10%. That's theblacktux.com/LCB. Go to LCB to save 10%. theblacktux.com/LCB. Code LCB.
On the other side, the number 11 seed, probably the most responded with answer, Keanu Reeves. Probably a boring vanilla for this one. Going up against another one of my personal favorites that I had to include on here, number 6 seed, Samwise Gamgee. Wouldn't want Samwise. I thought you would be on my team.
He's so fucking needy.
Is that a person's Gamgee? Name?
I didn't get in trouble for Googling annoying. That.
Is that a character's name?
He helped Frodo destroy the ring.
It's Rudy the without the effort.
Samwise Gamgee.
Sandwich
eating pig.
Nice.
Are you gonna? You hear him insulting?
He annoys me.
He saved the world.
Ugh.
Annoys me.
Oh, this is my least favorite, like, looking type of person.
It's a hobbit.
I love short, little, curly haired British.
Well, that's a hobbit.
Yeah, that's he's in character as a hobbit. He's very.
Oh, he's getting smashed.
Mr. Frodo.
Yeah,
potato.
Is he going up against?
Yes.
Cute. You wouldn't.
You've never seen Lord of the Rings, Tommy?
No.
Oh,
sorry, I'm not gay.
Who's he going up against, Ken Jack?
Keanu Reeves.
He's hot.
This fucking guy.
Yes.
Samwise is not hot.
He's my type. More for me.
He looks like a wrestler. Like so many college wrestlers.
Really not fucking hot at all. I hate him.
I love.
Wait, that's an objectively ugly man.
What are you talking about?
It's like a pig. He's a bitch.
He does.
John Ashton.
You're just jealous because he has red hair, too.
Impediment. I don't like him.
Okay, so in his movie, he saves the entire universe, essentially.
Call my bussy the universe. You can save that, too.
he carried Frodo into the heart of Mount Doom. I mean, is that not...
He was too much.
The biggest ride or die?
He was too much. He was too fucking much.
Whatever. Anyway, who did we end with last time, KB? So, KB, you go first. Samwise Gamgee versus Keanu Reeves.
Party on, Wayne. What does he say?
What, Garth?
Oh, boy.
Is he saying that movie? No. Wasn't he?
He's not in that movie.
Yeah. No, what was that movie that he was in that he played a dumb Bill surfer guy?
That's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that's there it is.
Oh, man. I can't. Kevin Bonner, I guess.
Kevin Bonner from that we used to work here?
Yeah.
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 You want to sub him in instead of Samwise?
I mean, we could always put D'Amico back in.
I don't know why everyone would love Kevin Bonner. I didn't see
it. He was so nice.
I'm going to see him. People are like, oh, he's so handsome. So I don't understand.
You didn't see that.
How about we sub out Samwise for Rudy?
No.
Is that too unfair?
No. Why are we saying Samwise, not the actor's name?
John asked. It's specifically Samwise. It is
his
not.
Personality is very nurturing.
In the same way that I said earlier, Sully from Monsters, Inc., who was a
fictional
monster.
Louis Capaldi make the bracket?
You did have him.
But he's awesome.
He is awesome.
No, I think I'd be friends with this guy.
With who?
Samwise Gamgee.
He's a ride or die. All he does is he's a potter. All he does is like plant stuff. Gardener of sorts.
I'll go him.
You could swap. Swap Samwise. I just thought I had Nick on my team for that.
No.
You don't want to swap?
So I'll go him, yes.
Samwise. Tommy?
I mean, I was fucking elf or something. I'm going to go with Keanu Reeves.
One for Keanu. Nick?
I'll go Keanu. He's tall, Canadian.
Yes.
But his voice would start to get annoying.
Yes.
Think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have any more toilet paper?
That's
that.
Okay. These are both very not good choices. I think Keanu physically is a little too close to myself, which grosses me out. But I'm going to have to go with Keanu just because I don't want to have sex with a troll.
Hobbit. He kills trolls in the movie.
I'm going to...
Loser.
I'm going with Samgee, Hobbit. I'm clapping them cheeks.
He's going to have the elf ears on while you do it, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I think he's cute as a button.
Francis.
It's Keanu Reeves, and I'm surprised people aren't more excited about him. I think he's had this renaissance of his career and redefined himself as this action star and dedicated actor. And also, did his wife pass away?
Oh my God.
No, but she is really old.
Yeah.
I think she might have. And it was like a very touching thing. And was heartbroken and became this sort of gentle, broken man. And so I like that about him. So for me, it's Keanu for sure. In a landslide.
Keanu in a landslide. He advances. Next up, the 3 versus the 14. The 14, I didn't want to include him, but the Gooch man made me. I wonder if you can guess who it is.
Is this my friend Matt?
No, it's not your friend Matt.
Oh, no, this is...
Aresh?
Chuck. This is the guy that played Chuck.
No.
Zachary Levi?
No, not Zachary Levi, although you would want him. It's Joe Burrow.
Oh.
Joe Burrow.
Flavor of the month.
Flavor of the month, I would agree. Going up against
a lot of thoughts on Joe Burrow.
The number 3 seed.
3 years is a long month.
Going up against the number 3 seed, Ryan Gosling, who is another flavor of the last decade, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Rigged.
We'll go with Francis first, Gosling versus Burrow.
Yeah, Joe Burrow. I wouldn't mind burrowing my mushroom puppy in his butt.
Mushroom puppy?
Did I do that right?
Mushroom puppy.
Yeah. No, but I do like Joe Burrow. I like everything about him. I like his ethos, his air. It seems to be what the real deal. But Ryan Gosling?
I thought that was Owen.
Yeah, so did I. Who is that?
That's not Owen.
That was Blake.
Oh, it's Blake.
Yeah. Oh, classic.
Sorry for interrupting.
That's okay. I don't even care about what I have to say.
You were talking about burrowing your car.
Ryan Gosling. Am I? He's one from La La Land?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you know.
I know. I get him and Ryan
Reynolds.
No. The other.
Oh, I was thinking Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Phillippe?
Sometimes I get Ryan Phillippe and Ryan. They're just their names. I know, obviously, I know.
Oh, Ryan Gosling, yeah. La La Land, he was in.
Gosling is God.
Yeah.
He's a great man. Mm-hmm. He might be the best man.
In the world?
He's up there with the best that we've got.
Christ.
Yes.
I would say sure. So.
And Allah.
Yeah. It's Gosling. It's Gosling. Did you see the action movie he did on Netflix?
Gray Man.
It was a little campy, but I loved it.
Campy? Did you see the movie where he was married to a blow-up doll?
No, that was.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Such a good movie.
Mars and
He was, I mean, obviously every dude that wanted that scorpion jacket.
Oh, from Drive.
Drive.
Oh, my God.
When Place Beyond the Pines with a face tag.
Place Beyond the Pines, great movie.
Is he stupid
love? Blade Runner.
Oh, Blade Runner.
Top
he's
10
got
for
got such range
nice guys.
In his acting.
Wait, is he the Zodiac?
What? No, that's Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's my contribution.
I like his range because he's comedically hey, gifted.
Gyllenhaal's comedic. Oh, the other guys?
Yes.
Hysterical?
Oh, no, there was nice guys.
Nice guys. Hysterical.
So funny. But he's also able to say so little in a film and convey so much.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
True that.
And I want him to win this.
And he got big from The Notebook, right? They cast him because they didn't want somebody.
He's a Disney kid.
They wanted somebody that's not classically handsome.
He's also in the Denzel Washington civil rights football movie.
Remember the Titans?
He was a real
quarterback.
No, that's Sunshine.
No, not Sunshine.
No, he was a real dick. His dad was an asshole with that.
Yeah, he is very quite young in that movie. It's eerie how young he is.
He was in the Mickey Mouse Club, I think, with
Justin Timberlake. Yeah, way back with Justin Timberlake.
Yep. Yeah. Good dancer. Yeah. And everything about him I quite like.
One for Ryan Gosling, Joey. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm going with Ryan Gosling, hands down.
Hands down over Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Joe Burrow looks like he doesn't wipe good enough. You know what I mean? He looks like he has a rashy asshole. He's probably dumb as doornails, and I don't like his. I don't like how he like wears like certain. He like wears style, like but like he thinks he's doing something, but it's like you just put some stupid glasses on.
You have a stylist.
Mm. Yeah, like he puts Cartier glasses on. I think it's ironic. It's like you're not cool.
Mm. Gooch.
You're not cool, bro.
You're not going to have the camera cut to you for the rest of the episode.
Listen, yeah, listen. I don't like him, but Ryan Gosling. I mean, I think is everything that he said. Plus, I think that he's genuinely funny and like. I mean, he's hot as hell, and he used to be in the Mickey Mouse Club.
He did used to be in the Mickey Mouse Club.
He used to be in a dancing school to meet girls. So he went he used to be like on a real dance troupe.
Who's he married to?
Eva Mendez.
Yeah, Eva Mendez. Huh?
They're still married.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendez.
Yeah. They have a kid together in the movie.
Gosling.
It's been the Pines.
She's older than him.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good one.
Eva Mendez.
Beautiful.
My God.
She's one of the most beautiful actresses.
Voluptuous.
Oh, my God.
Don't get me started on how voluptuous.
I can't speak.
Ryan Gosling?
She was in Training Day. And Hitch. She got fingered by Joaquin Phoenix in a movie.
Hitch.
Not in Hitch. Joaquin Phoenix in Hitch.
No.
He was in Hitch.
It was the very beginning of the movie.
She in Ghost Rider, too?
Yes. Love interest in Ghost Rider.
You guys are thinking of Hitch.
In The Other Guys, he was Will Ferrell's wife.
Yeah. With,
Which is also very hot. And
she comes out in that dress and he's like, why would you wear that?
He's like, yeah. Well, come out here dressed like a hobo or something like that.
Enough girl talk.
Calls her a dog. Seriously. Yeah.
So we got two for Gosling. Pat.
Joe Burrow. Younger, more exciting. Gosling, set in his ways, older. Everything's declining for him. No, Joe Burrow. I feel like I would have more in common with Joe Burrow.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And I would. Well, doesn't Ryan Gosling have a gin company?
Abusive home?
Yeah. No,
it's
Reynolds.
No, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Aviation gin.
Yeah.
I hate Ryan Reynolds.
What? It's still Joe Burrow. He seems like a wholesome, all-American kid, good family. You know, he's still got enthusiasm for life. He's excited about things. There will be nothing's mundane with Joe Burrow. I feel like Gosling is just kind of doing the same thing over and over. Maybe he'll do another movie or two, which will get him out of your hair for a while. But Joe Burrow, he's going to be so busy. It's just going to be great. You go to the games, you have fun, you fuck.
Right.
Wag.
Would I get dual citizenship in Canada if I marry the Canadian?
I don't know if that works. I would assume yes.
I love poutine fries.
Oh, they're so good.
Can't find them anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You got to marry...
American
Ryan Gosling,
Canadian,
yeah.
Only way.
Yeah.
Nick.
I like Joe Burrow. I think he trumps Gosling when it comes to confidence. I think he is the most confident guy in the world right now, even after a loss. But with that being said, Gosling makes it effortless.
Yeah.
I think he's genuinely funny. And I would destroy his asshole.
Ryan Gosling's?
Yeah. So I'll go Gosling.
Another one for Gosling. Tommy?
Look, I used to be a Joe Burrow hater. I used to think like Joey O, spending too much time picking out his pregame outfits when she'd be reading the playbook. And now like, oh, everybody's going to hate him once he finally loses a big game. But then I said, you know what? Joe Burrow might be him.
How do you make bullying effeminate?
He talks the talk. He walks the walk. Like, sure, he doesn't have a Super Bowl yet, but he's got a lot of big wins. He's him. I'd love to be an NFL wife. Maybe I get to meet D'Amico Ryans if they're playing eventually, the Texans. Yeah. And then you never know, three-way. so due to the fact that it gets me closer to D'Amico. And yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow, he's Joe Scheisty. Joe Burr. I'll go Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Tommy.
Joe Burrow. Oh. Maybe.
It's there is a mystique and appeal about Burrow, but I think he is pretty mundane as a person.
Burrow?
He's kind of a nerd.
I think he is.
His career will pull
him. I think he's kind of like an awkward, shy kid.
Yeah, his childhood room. It was
like Jeff's.
It looked just like Jeff.
You see him do the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance awkwardly with his mom, who
Super Mario
clearly just
sweatshirt.
Forced him.
Yeah.
It makes me a little jealous that girls are always talking about how much they want to have sex with Joe Burrow and they don't say that about Tommy. That makes me a little bit jealous. But other than that.
Well, you wouldn't have to worry about that in this scenario.
True.
So yeah, no, I think Ryan Gosling is too talented. Like Pat said, he's too talented. He's too famous. He's too grand of a man.
I feel like he's soft-spoken, though. Like, you know, he's quiet. He's not, like, up in everyone's...
I like Burrow. Mm-hmm. Undeniably love him. Intimidated by him. Mm-hmm. Get nervous when I watch interviews of him.
Burrow, you do?
I get, like, a weird knot in my stomach.
Oh, my God, you're in love.
I think Burrow...
Like, yeah, he was, like, talking about how water was wet, and I was like, please just be funny, but not overdo it, and he killed
it. You're in love. Burrow is too, like, he plays into the whole boyish, like, naive thing a little too much, which is, like, a turnoff.
So I'm just a country bumpkin,
like Joe Burrow, but...
You see the full Carlos Mencia, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of substance to him, like people may think.
They're both dumb guys.
Yeah.
So which one are you going with?
Burrow.
Going with Burrow, so we're tied up. Do I... Burrow advances.
Wow.
Well, we're tied, but, I mean, Gooch.
Yeah, it's Gooch, yeah.
Actually, dude, you are a Gosling guy.
Listen,
I love Joe Burrow, but I love my Bengals. I need Burrow focused, and that would not happen if he was married to me. It wouldn't happen.
Because you'd be sucking the skin off that thing.
I would. I'd be keeping him up all night. So
he's talking.
That's our producer, Gucci.
Oh, I was fucking freaking out.
This is your conscience.
I thought it was Kyle, and then I was like, it wasn't his mouth was him because it was fucking. I was going fucking nuts.
He was doing gay ventriloquist. It was actually Pat talking.
That was the freakiest thing ever. I'm sorry, Gooch. I didn't even know you were sitting there.
Right behind you. I'm going to go with the Goss God here.
One other one for the Goss God.
I can't believe you didn't fucking vote for Joe Burrow.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm
you may have just cursed the Bengals. We'll remember this as the Gooch curse.
This is franchise first.
I don't know. I mean, Gooch, we'll see next year.
Keep him focused as your husband.
Yeah. We'll see how this plays out next year, I think is the thing. Number 10 seed included because he is... I would argue the biggest wife guy on earth, which means you know who he'd make.
That's a red flag.
Will Smith.
It is Will Smith.
Oh, wow.
The number one biggest wife guy on earth. He will defend you to the point of besmirching his own career. I think there's a quality to that. And you can easily manipulate him, which is also
pathetic.
Nice. Yeah. You can easily manipulate him, which is great. And he's rich. And that's going up against the number 7 seed. I called it the It's Always Sunny play-in. I feel like we all are It's Always Sunny fans, so we could pick one person from It's Always Sunny.
Please, the fat one. When they got thick.
Danny DeVito? He's talking about Rob McElhenney.
Fuck me. He's hot.
Rob McElhenney. So we could pick one of them. It's Charlie Day, Glenn Howerton, Danny DeVito, or Rob McElhenney. KB? Everyone you prefer?
Wait, taking on who?
Whoever it is going to go against Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not Smith. It's not.
No. They're going to play Smith. Whoever wins.
This is another play in?
This is a playing game.
Yeah, Glenn Howerton.
One for Glenn Howerton.
I'll go Charlie Day.
One for Charlie Day.
I'm going to go with a male that was in Always Sunny for one episode. I'm going Sean William Scott.
Ooh. I do like that. Mm. He is a very handsome man, too.
Handsome.
He's gay, right?
No.
In the show?
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is gay.
Yeah. Max.
He's cool, Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, if he's on the table, I would take it.
All right.
Dude, Where's My Car is my most watched movie.
Really?
Dude, Where's My Car?
Yes. And I loved...
When they made out.
Yeah, they kissed in the car.
It's hot. It's fucked.
Yeah. And, you know, his fame is... He's still a famous guy, but he's nowhere near A-list. He's nowhere near B-list. And that's like a good level of fame. He's known. And he will get the attention. He has money, I'm sure.
Very funny.
Who? Sean William Scott.
That's who we're going against?
Stifler. Reno.
Stifler from American Pie.
Yeah. I'll second
that. Role models.
Yeah, role models. He's one of the funniest people alive in that movie.
He's going against Will Smith?
Well, we're picking who's going to go against
him. Oh, got it.
So you're picking Sean William Scott as well?
I'm going to pick him as well. I didn't
AKB?
Know he was on the table.
Yeah.
Three for Sean William Scott. Pat?
Yeah, I'm going to stick on that one, Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott's going to win, but...
I don't like Will Smith at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're picking...
Oh.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right, sure, yeah.
Sean William Scott, yeah, I like him.
Sean William Scott.
I like Sean William.
Sean William.
You know him that well?
Yeah, I don't need the Scott. That's three first names, and two will do.
So, Sean William Scott versus Will Smith. Francis.
Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott.
Goon is a good movie, too.
Yeah, I love Goon. Second one, not so much, but first one.
Oh, my God. Have you guys ever seen the movie Goon?
No.
No, it's
Sean William Scott plays a hockey brawler, but it's called Goon.
Oh, I've seen it, yes.
He's got a gay brother, too.
Liev Schreiber.
Violent and gory.
Who's that? Jay Baruchel?
Yeah.
I do not care for that man.
I don't either.
Yeah. I like him.
I do not care.
I liked him in this, The End. That's one of my favorite comedy, I think.
That's me.
I feel like he's just friends with like Seth Rogen and all those guys, and he shows up in the movies, and I'm like, what are you doing
here? He's a whiny bitch. I'm
not
always.
Not a Jay Baruchel guy.
I fucking hate whiny bitches.
Sean William Scott or Will Smith, Joey. You're going with Sean William Scott?
I'm Sean William Scott. I liked Will Smith, but that slap turned me off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want a man to defend you like that? I would like to amend. No, I'd be embarrassed that he did that. And I'd be more embarrassed that he did that. If it was in a bar, yeah. But not on a stage like that where it's in front of a work event, like a thing like that. That would make me upset. If we were at a bar and some guy, made a comment about me and he punched him, that's hot. Mm. But I think it was more about him and less about defending his wife. And I think it was just in poor taste and... it really made me turned off about it. I was screaming for him to win right before that, and when he won, it's like it ruined everything for me.
Yeah,
I was so upset. I was so mad at him.
Yeah, it was.
I really liked Will Smith before.
So he was the favorite to win Best Actor that entire cycle.
That movie, he was brilliant in that.
Really
movie.
Good in it. Yeah, but like the fact that I think he is such a wife guy that he was able to do that, knowing he was about to win Best Actor, and like in the middle of the stage, the most respected room of all actors.
Yeah,
like I think that. There's not an endearing quality about it, but he's so psychotic that like he would almost be a good partner in that one.
If it was at a roast, maybe like a Comedy Central roast, maybe I can say it would be a little more appropriate. It was just the magnitude of the event and the stage it was on, I think, was in poor taste.
Gotcha. Pat?
I'm still going to pick Will Smith.
Oh, wow.
Over Will that Smith. Fucking, you know who Tommy's
over playing? That fucking nobody, Sean William Scott.
Nobody, Sean William Scott.
That was the pale ale.
It's Will Smith.
It's Will Smith.
He slapped a guy once. He had one bad moment in his 35-year career.
When it comes to movie stardom, I put him up there with Cruise.
Mm.
Oh, God,
I think he's one of the last few where his name can be bigger
just
than the
famous
movie.
Of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Top tier.
You know, he's got a huge
but he, like, he's a he's a bona fide cuckold.
It's true.
He is a cop.
And
so you could
in an all-time Scooby-Doo moment, the guy that was with his wife is now a gay man.
Yeah.
Oh, no way, really?
Yes.
Who?
August Alsina?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, look, he was dating a dyke.
You're so
you
want to
contribute? You want to contribute?
What's the last name? August what?
Alsina? Has a boyfriend.
So the man that fucked
entanglement.
A gay man fucked your wife? Dude.
She probably fucked him with a strap on.
Ooh, that's also
possible. So a lot of people think it was like a throuple situation now.
Could have been. Huh. I think it's rumored in Hollywood they're both queer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I've said that too much this episode, but I'm shocked by all these things I'm learning.
If you're fucking that much for that long, you get bored with just the vagina. You got to start mixing in other things.
She has a butthole too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I got to tell you something about women you may not know.
I'm sorry. They have two holes?
And you can slap your cock on her alopecia head. That must feel nice.
The good thing is
we can talk about that one.
You want to talk about hitting the hi-hat.
So you're going with Will Smith as well?
I am, actually.
A disease bracket.
A full-on disease.
Ooh, AIDS will always win.
AIDS is winning.
Yeah. Every time.
Disease bracket.
Least impactful diseases, maybe?
Polio.
Like alopecia.
Spinal bifida.
Spinal bifida.
Cystic fibrosis.
Ooh,
that's a brutal one.
Yeah.
I sent you guys.
Tuberculosis?
Didn't you guys do an AIDS bracket on your show? Not an AIDS bracket, but a disease bracket?
No, we did a live HIV test on ourselves.
That would have been a grim-ass show if it went
the wrong way.
Billy Football was sweating. He had to walk away from the desk. He was so uncomfortable and scared that one of us was going to have it. He had to get up and walk away. He was pacing around the office. He was so nervous.
He's scared because one of you guys fucked her.
Do we breed him and not forget about it?
Isn't AIDS just no longer a threat as much to the gay community thanks to
PrEP? No, but it's still fun to talk about.
PrEP is like this miracle thing. Why are people not more talking about PrEP more?
Why are straight people not taking PrEP?
It's funny. Every single commercial for RuPaul's PrEP Drag Race is a PrEP commercial.
PrEP has like made AIDS not a problem. For
HIV.
HIV.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Virus that causes
it. To be transmitted via sex.
Big shout out PrEP.
You're undetectable, correct?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
That means your viral load is so low that it can't be transmitted or come up on a test.
You have a ghost load?
Yeah. I plead the fifth.
Today's show is sponsored by Truvada.
Yeah. She's an undetectable scat sub.
So, I don't want to divert as much, but why has PrEP not been touted? Why are we not?
I think it has been.
Paid by PrEP right now?
You're just not their targeted audience.
Why haven't the gay people come out with a miraculous, like, this is a life-saving, we've done it.
Spokesperson.
I did already.
You're being a little bit unappreciative.
Who is the face of gay?
Francis, I'm with you. We've never celebrated.
That's my question. Why hasn't it gone to Africa?
That's very true.
Oh, yeah.
There's not enough money there.
Because the rich white man wants to hold it down.
Mm. That's a very good point.
Big farm.
It's probably it's a daily drug, and you have to distribute it. You have to take it every day for it to like begin to be effective. So in order to do that, it's probably a logistical.
It's gay birth control,
you guys on
essentially.
PrEP?
No. My doctor doesn't give it to me because I was celibate for 10 years. You don't need it.
I don't want to share too much. You were laying down in the gambling cave one day. You looked like just gray. You had an AIDS scare last summer?
I thought that I was HIV positive because I was getting so tired all the time, and I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
You looked awful.
But it turns out I was drinking so many energy drinks that the crash would be so brutal.
You thought it was AIDS.
But I thought it was
Celsius causes AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, what is going on? And I'm like, well, I'm tired. I guess I need another one of these. And then I went to the doctor. They're like, dude, do you drink energy drinks? I was like, yeah. So like, how many? I was
so
like, well, three
taurine.
Or four a day. Yeah, they're like, you have like lethal levels of like guarine.
Yeah. 10,000, the daily recommended amount.
AIDS would be safer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turns out it's not AIDS.
Turns out it's Celsius.
Did you guys have
mixed berry flavored Celsius, believe it or not?
Did you guys get the HPV shot? Did you guys get that?
No, it's only for ladies.
I got it when I was in high school because they said it would prevent ass cancer. And then I got it, and I told my friends I came late to something because I was like, yeah, I got my ass cancer shot, like my HPV shot. They made fun of me.
I know. They give you like the round of them before
it's
you
like three
started.
Of them. Yeah. Gardasil, I think is the name of it.
I thought that was for girls.
Really? Yeah, but you guys can take it, and it prevents colon cancer.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, I think I got one of those.
Yeah, I got them, and everyone made fun of my friends made fun of me anyway. It's going to win.
Sorry if I divulge too much, Pat.
Two.
Tommy. Oh, yeah, Tommy.
Quite all right.
I'm going Sean William Scott. I think Will Smith came off really pathetic. I've said one of the gayest things you can do is fight another man, I think.
Put your hands on another man.
Yeah, it's I don't.
Well, I got news for you, son.
There's a couple of things.
I don't know. I feel like I'd rather my husband be like, oh, yeah, that's just a joke, and like be able to accept and not go up there and attack Chris Rock because he made a joke about my alopecia. So I'll go with Sean William Scott. I like his eyebrows.
I will say, I think that Jada does have great eyebrows.
Yeah.
I think that Jada like manipulated him into that reaction, if that makes sense. Like she could tell she was really happy that it happened. And you could manipulate him into whatever level of reaction you want, I would believe. I think he's like clay.
Yeah, like, I just mold him. I don't want that. I want someone to stand tall, stand up to me when I'm being a bitch.
All right, 3-2 or of Sean William Scott.
Yeah, I like that guy. Come on.
I like that smirk on his face. It's always he's ready to roast.
To rock.
To let one off.
He's a rascal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Through and through.
All right. Next matchup, the number 2 seed. Very handsome man.
How many seeds did we get?
Yeah, this is the last one before we get into the playoffs.
Then we speed through those, yeah.
This Michael B.
You
Jordan.
As much seed as you want.
Michael B. Jordan is our number 2 seed.
Oh, good one.
Very handsome.
Tommy's getting wet.
By my type.
That was interesting.
More of a D'Amico Ryan's guy.
Yeah, fair. And that's going up against our 15 seed. That's going up against our 15 seed. We're calling it the billionaire play-in because
fuck a billionaire.
Sorry, Francis. There are gold diggers out there. Some people want to marry just to get the wealth, and we'll have a little play-in for the billionaire crew. Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, or Steve Ballmer.
Ooh.
What about Elon?
You want Elon on here?
No one wants. You'd be the last. Yeah. You would be the bottom of my, like, if there was a gay guys I want to fuck. He's the least attractive.
There was.
Looking at his, like, hair transplant scar as you fuck him, like, no, I'm out on that.
Everything about him, if I was gay, he would be the bottom of my
list. Oh, yeah. Creepy looking.
I bet you all billionaires are bottoms.
Bezos,
yeah.
Bezos, yeah.
Everyone can agree Bezos, right?
I don't even know what...
Bezos is looking good. He's Bezos. He's jacked. He's the richest man. That's Bezos.
I don't know what Warren Buffett looks like, but I've had an
very
image. I've had an image in my head that I very much enjoy.
I picture Orville Redenbacher.
It is something like that.
Yeah.
He has like a monocle. The vision of him, I know nothing about him. Damn near. I know.
Let me tell you something good.
But I love the guy I picture.
He hates debit cards. Never have a debit card.
Drinks two liter bottles of cherry Coke every day.
Who does?
Warren Buffett.
He's gonna die soon.
Every single day.
I thought it was caffeine free Diet Coke.
Does he drinks that anymore?
The gold label?
Two separate liters of Coke, of a Coke product.
If
it's caffeine free. No, this is Warren Buffett.
I feel like he takes a lot of galas.
He drives like a 2008 Tahoe and he lives in Nebraska.
Oh, then yes.
None of his wealth to his children.
Oh, I don't want to live in Nebraska.
He's doing this gay.
I know he's from
Omaha.
He still lives there?
Yeah, he has like his very modest house.
He lives in his parents' old house.
Yeah, it's a very modest house in Nebraska. And he's a big Cornhusker.
He's mentally ill. That's why he's
in an average house.
But he's winning this grouping.
I disagree. Not if he's not even taking
advantage of his wealth. Who's beating him?
Zuckerberg, Buffett, Ballmer, and Bezos.
Who, Ballmer?
A lot of bees.
I don't know, Ballmer. Clippers.
Oh.
He's a very funny man.
Kind of cool.
He gets a little too animated.
Very handsy.
Maybe he gets to go to the ESPYs. Maybe D'Amico Ryans is in the crowd.
I don't want my husband, my gay husband, be flamboyant.
There's like a little like hint of Asperger-ness to Ballmer.
It's Bezos.
It's Bezos.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Yeah, Bezos.
Oh, you're going for Bezos too?
Yeah, I thought it's
swapping out. Pat?
Bezos, yeah.
Another three for Bezos. Joey?
Bezos, I'd fuck him if he was poor.
I think he's good. He looks really good.
He looks hot. He's a very confident guy, I think.
Yeah.
Confidence is key.
And he's fine spending his money.
Yes, exactly. Francis?
Bezos versus...
Buffett, Zuckerberg, and Steve Ballmer.
He's going Ballmer, huh?
I hate to say it. It's Bezos for sure. Buffett is too old, and Ballmer is too... He spits.
Big spitter.
It's wild.
It could be a good thing though.
He has these.
It's wild. You didn't put Cuban on there. That would have been a thinker.
Yeah, Cuban would have been a good one. Mistake from the host.
I bet he looks like a train wreck naked though.
He saddens me.
Cuban?
Yeah.
Why?
I really like him.
I do like him.
He's a Pittsburgh guy.
The way he's still trying to play
Mount Lebanon High School guy,
play basketball and be cool and look young and
I don't care.
Describing me.
Oh my
god! He's like 62, right?
Yeah,
he looks like a melting wax figure.
That's what I'm saying. That depressed me when guys that old try to be that young.
He's too confident in himself, Cuban. Like Bezos is still a little bit like enough of a nerd where you can like bully him, even though he has $200 billion.
I wouldn't want to be married to any of the Shark Tank people.
What about Barbara?
Oh. No.
Oh, what about Lori?
Which one's Lori?
Type of thing. She's the older MILF blonde lady. not Barbara Corcoran.
Not really. I don't really like any of them on a personal level. You know what I mean?
They're pretty off.
Yeah, on the most part. Kevin O'Leary, no way. Oh my god.
I do like Cuban though, but who's the matchup now?
So we're gonna have Jeff Bezos versus Michael B. Jordan. Francis, you're up first. B.
Jesus. Man, I think interestingly I'll go with I don't know why I'm trying to make the case in my head for Bezos.
He's thinking about all of his country club memberships that he wouldn't be allowed into.
Yeah, anyone who says Michael B. Jordan is a fucking liar.
It's Michael B. Jordan. I think for me, I think his body is probably the best of any actor in Hollywood right now.
Aesthetically, yes.
I think he is so sculpted in a way where I'm like, man, that would be awesome
to
get your body to that. That's the goal body for me.
Mm.
Dream body. So, yeah, it's him.
Michael B. Joey.
Well, my dream body is Ebony from the front desk. But there's no – it's hard because Michael B. Jordan's arguably one of the hottest guys in the world. Like, not just, he's like handsome, he's cute, he's sexy, he's like all the above. It's like, and I would do filthy things to him. But I'm a gold digger, and I'm all about the money. I have to go with Jeff Bezos. And I like free shipping on all my deliveries as well.
You think you get?
I guess you wouldn't have to pay for Prime anymore. That's something I haven't thought about.
Pat,
I mean, it's Bezos, obviously. They're not even in the same.
We're marrying for money every time. Here. Every time.
He doesn't do prenups. Obviously, his wife took half his money when she left.
Yeah, he's that rich.
I don't even want people. I just want to live the lifestyle. I just want to be able to live like that. What I don't. If he like, die and I can get nothing, I can. Oh, those are the best years of my fucking life that I got to spend doing whatever the fuck I want and buying anything I've ever wanted.
He was in a weird throuple situation, no? Like,
I don't. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
I think he was
assistant.
Like having sex with his friend's wife, and they had
that's what it was.
Weird texts.
Yeah.
And like it was like, "I love you, my alive girl," or something.
Oh
like
yeah.
That.
Oh yeah.
Really
something
weird.
Something weird like that.
Yeah. Actually, he just went down on my ranking. Nick,
I think Michael B. Jordan is a piss poor actor. I think he's a.
I didn't even know he was an actor. I saw
his eyes on his face.
He's an abysmal actor.
He's an actor?
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen him in The Wire. Did you see The Wire?
I thought he was like a model or something.
Yeah. Wire. Yes. Incredible. Yeah. That was his best.
He's pretty good in Friday Night Lights.
So he's gotten worse.
Station?
I don't know. Creed, I thought was pretty.
Creed is good.
Creed.
I thought he was awful in Black Panther.
He's too rigid. He's so uncomfortably put together. He looks like he's afraid to move wrong.
Yeah. He's not
weird.
He wasn't good in that Zac Efron movie.
Oh, Night Before.
Yeah, that Awkward Moment.
Is
he in that?
Yeah.
It was The Night Before?
No, That Awkward Moment. Well, there's also The Night Before. That's Awkward Moment is
Seth
Miles Teller, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
That is not Michael B. Jordan in that movie.
In what? Awkward Moment?
No, The Night Before.
Yeah, it's Seth Rogen.
Jay Farrow, I think.
Oh, wait. Is that Anthony Mackie that's with?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm going to go.
Very similar movies in structure.
I'm going Jeff. Yeah.
Going for Jeff. Tommy, billionaires.
Bezos,
Jeff
I told
Bezos.
You.
Bezos.
Michael B. Jordan, not my type.
Not your type.
He's like the most, one of the most more famous people in Hollywood, right? Or
yeah.
He's up their tier.
His name is Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
It's just, we kind of just let that go.
Yeah.
Pale.
LeBron CJ.
That would be very funny if there was
Yeah, he, yeah, I'm picking him over Bezos.
You're so dumb.
LeBron CJ.
All of you.
LeBron CJ. It's such a wild name. We just let it slide.
Michael Jordan
his
is
name
very
is,
normal.
His name is Michael Jordan.
There's got to be so many of those.
My name is also.
The B Michael. Makes it funnier. Like that was like the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needed that. I mean, my name's the same as the president, and I don't like it.
John Kennedy. Holy shit.
He went by Jack, so like that makes it worse. Huh. So every old teacher I ever encountered was like. I remember where I was when he died. And I'm like, I don't give a shit.
All right, yeah.
Cool. All right, so now we go back around in the playoffs. KB, you go first. Idris Elba versus Ben Affleck.
Ooh.
Elba.
Elba easily?
Yeah.
More put together. I don't hate that. Tommy?
This is hard. They're both zaddy. They're both, you know, similar age. Ben Affleck, I guess, is more famous, but something... Black guy, British accent does it for me. So I'm going to go, I think, Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. Tommy?
Idris Elba.
Yeah, final answer.
One more time.
One more.
I'm going to go Affleck. I can see us just lounging on the couch in like the flannel pajama pants.
Smoking cigs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tickling his chest.
Sure. Yeah, that too. Yeah, I'm going to go Affleck.
Well, now you're making me think about switching.
Pat.
Affleck.
Affleck
for all the reasons I said before.
Affleck!
I also think he gets a little like...
Why was that so funny?
That was damn good.
Damn. You pulled that out of nowhere?
I had to come back for your Affleck joke.
It's Affleck.
Was that so funny?
Yeah. You have to remember, this isn't just fucking. You have to live with this person the rest of your life.
Of course.
I'm leaning toward Affleck.
He's a human. You have to pick him. The other guy's not a human. He's like this stoic face.
No, I would. He would annoy the fuck out of me, thinking he's more famous than me. And he looks like he's lazy and like does nothing around the house. And nothing's grosser than a lazy guy. So, and Idris just seems like we'd have a nice, humble, nice life together. I'm going with Idris.
I also am going with Idris.
I
think Ben Affleck again, just too much. He's not going to be sad. Yeah,
you got to start doing more, Ben Affleck. You got to do way more around here.
All he does is smoke and dunk it.
You haven't done enough.
Yeah.
Smokes and Dunkin' Donuts. That's it.
I feel like Ben Affleck likes to get his ass eaten. You can see that from him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, no. I don't want to think about Ana de Armas eating his ass at all.
You don't want to think
about it? That ruins her form.
But he's got like a very like... But he's got his body by cigarettes. That's Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Cigarettes and booze.
He's pretty ripped, bro.
Ben Affleck? He got strong for the Batman
movie.
Wouldn't
believe it, dude. I met him once.
reaction was
at a
this
gym.
Is not surprising.
At a gym.
Where?
At a gym. He was using the athletic facility at Harvard to work out. Because he was filming The Town, and he was living in Cambridge.
Oh, he was jacked during The Town.
Super jacked, dude. He's super cut up. He's doing a really hard workout.
This is
the gym
now.
At the same time?
He was like using the facility that was for the teams at school.
Did he use the locker room after?
No.
I would have waited around all day.
He walked around and finished the math equation.
He was in there like 6 a.m. for workouts every day.
Damn. You were getting your pump in as well?
Well, we had to be. We're mandatory lift. So he was in there and he was with a personal trainer. And that was like the most private gym he could find. Mm. He was there all the time. Mm. I talked to him a little bit.
I used to go to J-Lo and A-Rod's gym. And when we was going to our old office, do you remember the gym that was near our old office?
I remember that.
I went to that gym, and one day just A-Rod and fucking J-Lo were there.
The one by Madison Square Park?
Yeah.
Like a blink. It wasn't even a nice
No, no, no. It was a different name.
24-hour fitness.
Crunch.
No, it was something else. I forget the name of it was, but I was just working out, and all of a sudden, like, there's security guard, trainer, Alex Rodriguez, and J-Lo all just working.
Wow.
Someone put. Did you put a video of that online?
I didn't. Definitely did not.
Someone texted me a video of them working out.
I have a picture of them working out. Maybe. It was very sneaky. Probably shouldn't have taken it. But anyway, Francis, you go first. You have Henry Cavill versus Jimmy Garoppolo.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill easily? Without a doubt. Joey?
I mean, if I was going to get spit roasted by any two, it would be them. I'm going to have to go with my beefcake daddy, Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill? Pat?
Jimmy G.
Jimmy G, why?
He seems more motivated. Cavill seems like he kind of fell into an acting career and, oh, I'm an actor. But he could also, like, when you're that naturally big, you can get fat very easily. And I feel like he could kind of put his career on the back burner, lose his body, lose his motivation. Then you're just dating a fat guy who used to be hot, who's playing Minecraft all day.
My life story.
He has, like, a future about him. And he also seems funnier. Cavill seems like there's not
no
personality.
No. No.
Jimmy G?
You're just horny.
You're
right. Yeah,
Jimmy G seems dumb as rocks.
Yes.
I said funnier to make it seem like I wasn't.
You shallow piece of shit.
But it's still...
It's Henry Cavill, and that will be who I'm voting for the entire way through.
Tommy?
So Jimmy Garoppolo this past season was on the 49ers. Their defensive coordinator was D'Amico Ryan. Ooh. So I'd imagine they'd have some type of relationship that I could use to my advantage.
Can use to get to D'Amico.
Yeah, I could use Jimmy to get to D'Amico. But yeah, Henry Cavill just does not do it for me.
Okay.
But just bland.
I hate superhero movies so much. Yeah,
it's not his only thing. That's like a very recent thing.
Being an NFL wife is legit the dream. So I'm going.
More dick for me. He went to Eastern Illinois.
Jimmy G, yeah. He was the most attractive man in that. He stooped down
to some levels.
Imagine him at Eastern Illinois. What he'd look like next to those people. He's a
it's
USC
gotta be
man.
Some creatures.
Yeah.
There's like five cardinal direction Illinois schools that are like better.
Mm-hmm. So you're going between Cavill and Jimmy G.
Jimmy G, it's easier. It's simpler.
It's tied up. Gooch, man.
This is the easiest decision of all time. It's Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank God you made the right choice, but now...
I know that's right.
Similar taste than madness.
We did, yeah.
KB.
My bitch is gay.
Henry Cavill versus Idris Elba. You're up first.
To be honest, I don't even know Idris Elba. Mm. I know who he is. I can see him. I don't know his work.
Okay.
Personality.
He was in The Office. Either.
He was in The Office, briefly.
Henry Cavill was?
Yeah, but then... No, Idris Elba was.
Oh.
He was funny.
He was pretty good.
Great comedic timing.
Hobbs and Shaw. He was the villain. Idris Elba.
Is that the movie?
Yeah, I'll take him. Yeah,
he's in The Beast. You're taking Idris?
Yeah.
Wow. Tommy?
Yeah, taking Idris.
Wow. Early lead for Idris.
Has Henry Cavill ever had a public relationship?
Yeah. He's dating like a 25-year-old or something.
Hell yeah. yeah, Henry.
Henry?
I don't like either of them, but...
You're gay. You have to.
It's mandatory?
I think... God, this is tough. Probably Idris.
Idris. Ooh. 3-1 in favor of Idris right now.
I'm going by Henry Cavill. He's the hottest guy I've ever seen.
Henry Cavill, Francis.
This is tough. I think it's Idris, though. I think he has more.
Wow.
I'd live a better life with Idris, and he's probably richer and
I think he's more talented.
I think he's a really interesting guy. He was amazing in The Wire, too. Oh my
was God. Really?
Holy shit,
Wire.
Yeah.
Damn.
So good in The Wire.
Stringer Bell. Mm-hmm. Man.
It was horrifying.
He was also in a superhero movie. I don't know if that changes your answer,
oh,
KB.
Yeah. Shitty Suicide Squad. Movie.
Wait, no, he was in the good Suicide Squad.
There was no good Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
the James Gunn one was good.
No, it wasn't.
You never watched it.
Yes, I did.
You have no taste.
Oh, yeah, name one actor not named Idris Elba in it.
Pete Davidson.
That was for like 2 seconds. That was...
Oh, I must have watched the whole thing meticulously then.
That was literally the first 2 seconds of the movie, and then he's dead.
All right, the last second of the movie, there was that giant monster with the fucking giant eyeball.
What'd it look like?
I just described it.
No, but it was a very particular
like an octopus.
Shape. No.
Yeah, it was.
No.
It was a creature.
It was a sea creature, but
I'll tell you what, I've seen
whatever. It looked identical to a Pokemon.
Did it look like a fucking, I don't know.
Starmie.
Okay.
It was just a giant starfish.
A big Starmie, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Idris Elba's in the finals. On the other side of it, we have, first up, Keanu Reeves versus Ryan Gosling. Francis, I believe you're first.
Oh, shit.
My number two.
You have a left?
What's that?
Henry Cavill left?
Henry Cavill's out.
Gone.
Ooh, this makes me sad. I like both these guys a lot. But I'm going to go Gosling.
One for Gosling, Joey?
Give me that poutine. I'm going with Canadian boy, Ryan Gosling.
Another for Ryan Gosling.
Gosling.
Gosling. I feel like he's in a sweep. Nick?
Gosling.
Gosling, 4-0. Mm-hmm. 5-0, clean sweep.
Golden goose.
Oh, God damn.
Two birds.
Gosling.
Oh, God.
All right, Jeff Bezos versus Sean William Scott.
No. Give me a poutine.
Oh, my God.
Scott.
What?
I'm going Jeff Bezos.
Yes,
being
thank
married
you.
To Bezos. Jeff Bezos is probably an incredible life.
1-1.
Scott.
Sean William Scott.
Bezos.
Bezos?
Show me the money.
Bezos. That's Jeff Bezos?
It's too much money. Sean and I would be fine with the money we have.
Mm-hmm.
Sean William Scott.
Tied up, Goochman.
Money's nice, but he's got a...
old
great
debt.
Jawline. That facial hair is
you
fantastic.
Can buy a jawline.
Great eyebrows.
If you could, Jeff Bezos would have one. So
better
yeah,
one
I'm
anyway.
Going Sean William Scott.
No, I think he's too rich to care.
Yeah.
No, he's on steroids.
If he was too rich to care, he'd be. Why would he work out so much?
He's on. Yeah, yeah.
That's true. Sean William Scott now versus Ryan Gosling. Francis. Going to the finals.
Gosling.
One for Gosling.
Who's against?
Sean William Scott versus Ryan Gosling.
Gosling. I'm looking. Sean William Scott looks like a lesbian.
That's so he has that's a goatee
why,
there.
That's why I think he's hot.
He's a very lady face. Yeah, definitely the other one. Gosling.
Gosling?
Pass. Gosling. It's Gosling. It's
Gosling. Gosling?
Sean William Scott, he has that weird hand tattoo.
Does he?
I think he has a tattoo.
He's waited until now to bring stiff. That up?
Yeah, you should have. Where was that information? Like,
well, he's going up against Gosling. I need to... Yeah.
Saved it. KB?
Sean.
You just want to have...
my number one now, I think. Now I'm thinking about it.
Well, it's too bad he just lost, yeah. But Gosling versus Idris Elba.
Gosling.
Finals.
Gosling, easy.
Gosling, easy. But again, married to him for this person for the rest of your life.
This is hard.
Yeah.
What about the decision?
Who said that, Nick? It's funny.
I'm Ryan Gosling. He might be a little bit too pretty boy for me. Idris Elba's a man. He's a rock.
So what guy are you gonna marry between the two?
I'm thinking Idris Elba.
I was about to say we could have mixed little babies, but two guys can't.
You could adopt, I suppose.
That's
how confused people would be there.
I'm going Idris Elba.
Idris Elba?
Nick? Yeah, did you guys figure out a way?
So wait, you're men, but Idris Elba.
Idris Elba? Pat?
Versus Gosling?
Yes.
Gosling.
Finals. Gosling.
Yeah.
Gosling.
Gosling. You can. It's 3-2 in favor of Ryan Gosling right now.
Gosling.
Gosling.
Wow.
Ryan Gosling, who was the, three seed, ends up winning the whole thing.
I know nothing about Ryan Gosling.
He's Canadian and an actor. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. Watch.
You know more about Idris Elba?
I can get more of an idea of him.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like...
What do you mean by that?
I feel like he's played more different roles. Ryan Gosling, I just
I don't know.
Ryan Gosling's definitely paid
smoking
more.
Loud.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it smells.
Oh, yeah.
It actually smells dank in here.
Live Event Larry just walked that way. Maybe it's her.
Live Event Larry.
Where are you coming from? Tico.
That's definitely not good.
If I see a fake nail on the ground, I know it's her. Just follow the trail.
So the winner of episode 63, The Men We Want to Marry, is Ryan Gosling. Thank you so much for the Out and About Boys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Next week with a brand new topic. See you then.
Hey, LCB listeners, we're going to take a quick break for a message from one of our partners.
The all-new Whoop is here. Now more advanced than ever. Train smarter, sleep deeper. Recover faster. Extend your healthy years. Understand your cycle phases. Now 7% smaller with 14 plus days of battery life. So your data never stops, and neither do you. Power your best performance with memberships made for every goal. Join Whoop today.
All right, now back to the episode.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.